Okay, today is Daf Chav Dalad. We are on Chav Gimel with Beis. We're going to go back to where it says Karfav Shehiyos and Beis Asayim. 10 lines from the bottom. Karfav. Karfav is, an area that was an empty area. Shehiyos and Beis Asayim. It's bigger than two Beisa. Shehokaf Ladira. But it's Hokaf Ladira. If it's Hokaf Ladira, that means that anybody can carry in there. Because it's a private area. Then, for whatever reason, Nizra Rubo. Then you plant most of it. Most of it was planted. So Harehu Kikina. It becomes like a garden, which it loses its status of a makom of... It loses its status of a makom of... Dira. V'asar. And it becomes usar to carry in there, because it's an area that's not Hokaf Ladira, and it's bigger than two Beisa. Not Darubo, but if you put trees in there, Harehu b'chatzer u'mutter. It's still considered a chatzer and it's mutter. Why? Because trees, people still rest and run around and hang out and relax. The Gemara is going to say that. People relax the trees. Now, Nizra Rubo, so we said if you planted most of it with the garden stuff, either vegetables or just garden flowers, Amar of Huna Breda of Yeshua, Lo Amaron, that's only true. That's only true if it's more than two Beisa. Avo Beisa Sayim Mutter. But if it's two Beisa, then it's Mutter. Okay? Fine. Kiman. Now, one second. When it says two Beisa, what does that mean? If it's two Beisa, it's Mutter. Right? Even though it's not a Dira, because you can't live in a garden, but if it's two Beisa or less, it's fine. That's the kicker. That it's two Beisa, it's not Hukaf Ladira, it's not Dira, and it's still, you can still carry in there. That's what Rav Huna, Breda of Yeshua, added on. Lo Amaron El Yosef Beis Asayim. Avo Beis Asayim Mutter. But if it's two Beisa, it's still Mutter. Okay? Kiman, who said that? That was said by Reb Shimon. That's Reb Shimon. Ditnan. There's a Mishnah later in the Masechta. Reb Shimon Omer. Echad Gagos, whether it's a roof, Vechad Kateros, or a Chatzer, Vechad Karfifios, or a Karfif, Rishus Achas Hein, Lekelim Sheshavsu B'Sochan. It all has the same Rishus for Kelim that were there when Shabbos began. In other words, I could take a bucket that was sitting in my yard before Shabbos, move it to the roof, move it to the chatzar, move it to the karfif. It's all one rishus if the keli was there when Shabbos began. V'lo l'kelim sheshavsu b'soch habayis, but not keli that were in the house beforehand. Then I can't get that into the other area, into the chatzar, into the karfif. But if it's already there, it's all one area. So why can't I carry? Why can't I carry in this karfif? So I planted it, so what? It's less than two Beisa. That's what Rav Huna, Breda of Yeshua, said to explain the we started off, Karfif, she goes to Beis HaZayim, for Karfif is more than two Beisa. And you planted it, you can't carry in there anymore. Why? Because you've reduced the area as a livable space. Says Yeshua, that's only true if it's less than if it not, that's only true if it's more than two Beisa. But if it's less than two Beisa, it's not true. Who said that? Reb Shimon. Now, ask the Gemara, Reb Shimon Nami, but even according to Reb Shimon, Kivan de Nizra Rubo, once you plant rove of it, Hare Hahu Miuta, the rest of it is a miut, Batale Legabe Rova, Ruba, it's bottled to the rove. The Havale Karfaf Yosemi Beis Asayim V'Aser. It should be a Karfaf that's greater than two Beisa. You have a Karfaf of three Beisa. And what happened? You planted two Beisa. So what now? Well, it's greater than three Beisa. It's greater than two Beisa. It's not Hukaf Ladira anymore because you planted in there. So you shouldn't be able to carry in there. One Beisa is still okay. Yeah, but it's rove. Batal barove. Rove of it is now not livable. So the Gemara says, you're right. Because of this question, we're going to change the entire Gemara now. Ela i'idmar hachi i'idmar. Here's what we meant to say. Hamiyuta shari. That, again, the Gemara made a statement that Karfe, that's bigger than two Besa, that was purple, people were living there, so you're allowed to carry there. Then you change it into a garden. Now you can't carry in there anymore. Comes along with Huna Bridge of Yeshua, Hamiyuta shari. But if you only planted a miyut, it's still mutter to carry in there. You took a little corner and you planted a vegetable garden in the corner, some tomato patch, that doesn't change anything. Right? Amar Huna Bridge of Yeshua, Lo Maran El De Lohavi Beis Asayim. That's only true if the planted part is less than two Beisa. Aval Beis Asayim, but if the planted part is two Beisa, Asur, then it'll become Asur. Says Rashi, the first skinny line, Nikra Karfeith, it's called a Karfeith, Shalo Hukaf L'dira, which was not made for Dira. Af Adav Di'ilu Havi Ba'an Peinav Shayu, Beis Asayim, Lo Mitzar, if this would be by itself, two Beisa, it would not be Asur. Why not? Because it's not more than two Beisa. Hacha D'Nifratz L'Chatzar V'Chatzar N'Nifratza. It opens up into a Chatzar, and the Chatzar opens up into it. Lo kaimalon the asal talta me karfif lechatzer, and you're not allowed to carry from a karfif to a chatzer. Davir reshus na nifritzal lamakama asrla, because another area that there's a breach there. Vasur and harishuyos zelazeh, and the reshuyos are next to each other, but they're asr to each other. Vemetalta lo bazeh v'lo bazeh. Kiman, who said this? Kerabanan. This is the rabbanan who argue on Reb Shimon, and the rabbanan say, what kind of halacha is Reb Shimon making? That if you have a roof and a karfif, and a chutzer, you can carry all three of them on Shabbos? Where'd that come from? How can he say such a thing? Of course he can't say that. Okay. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Midifti, Masni Lakula, he also learned at Lakula, Hamiyuta Shari. If the planted part is a miyut, then you didn't change the status of the karfif. The karfif was made for dira. You planted, the karfif was made for dira. You planted a meat of it, a few feet in the corner, you planted something. That doesn't change anything. Right? Amar Huna, Breid of Yeshua, Lo Amar, that's all good. El Beis Asayim. As long as it's up to a Beis Asayim. Alva Yosef Beis Asayim, Asur. Kiman, Kirb Shimon. The Hill of Shimon, that all the areas are the same. Okay. Then we said, Nata Rubo, Hareu Gechatzar, Umotar. We said if you plant trees, then it's a different halacha. Trees, not a problem. Amr of Huna.
What's
that problem? Trees. Amr of Yehuda, Amr of Avimi, Vahu, Sha'asuyin, it's tablos. It's only if you make the trees in rows, like a nice orchard looking kind of thing. Rab Nachman Amr, no. Afal pi she'ein asuyin, it's tablos. Even if they're wild trees, even if they're not in orderly fashion, it doesn't make a difference. Mar Yehuda, Ikla Lebe Rav Huna Bar Yehuda. Mar Yehuda went to visit Rav Huna Bar Yehuda. Chazinu, Lahanu, Delo Avidi, it's Dablos. He saw that the area was not orderly trees. Kamatatli Begavai, they were carrying in there. Amalei, Lo Savol Amar, Lahada Avimi. Don't you hold like Avimi that has to be orderly? Amalei, Lo. No. Anak Rav Nachman Sfirule, I hold like Rav Nachman. Okay? That really ends that discussion. Now we start a new topic. New topic. Much easier now. Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Karfeif, you have a karfeif, yoser mi beis asayim. It's more than two beisa, shela hukaf ladira. And it's not hukaf ladira, therefore, you can't carry in there. Right? It's more than two beisa, not hukaf ladira, you can't carry in there. Keitaru osa, what could you do to be able to carry in there? What could you do? Rashi says, Ketaruose. Achari Kane, hey, it was an empty area. It had a wall around it. It was some empty lot. And then Rashi, Achari Kane, Bona Etz Lodira. You built a house. You built a house in this property. Va'amri Lekamon, Hukaf, Shalol Lodira. If an area was enclosed, not and nobody lived in there. Ulubasof, Pasach Lo Pesach, Diras Beso, Lo Mahani. If you put a house there afterwards, that doesn't turn the karfif into a makom dira. So how do I do it? What do I do now? I had an empty lot. I want to put a house there. It's my yard. I want to carry in there on Shabbos. I can't. Why? Because it was hookah for the karfev before the house was even there. How do I fix that? So, says the Gemara like this. Ready for this? Poritz bar pirsa yosem me'eser. Make a breach in the wall more than 10 amos big. Once you make a breach in the wall more than 10 amos big, you've now destroyed the mechitza. Up to 10 amos, it's still an entrance. More than 10 amos, you've destroyed it. The godro, close it back up. Umamido al eser, and make sure you can leave it open enough 10 amos. But you got to make a breach more than 10 amos. Once I make a breach more than 10 amos, what have I done? I've gotten rid of the breach. I've not gotten rid of the breach. By making a breach of more than 10 amos, I've gotten rid of the mechitza. There's no more walls around it. Once I do that, now I put my house there. I fix the wall. And then now it's hukaf ladira. Before it was hukaf, not ladira. I have a problem. Now it's hukaf ladira. That's easy. No one argues on that.
He has to do it after he's built the house.
Yeah, because the theory is that what's a karfif? This whole the wall in the world of the Rabbanan, a karfif is an area that nobody lives in.
Right.
Now, if you live in there, it's your backyard, and even if you have a backyard of a mile, you have a huge backyard up in the country somewhere, it's hukaf ladira. It's all your yard. That's okay. What if you have some empty area somewhere in the country, some wooded area, and it has a fence around it? Can you carry in there on Shabbos?
No.
Why not? It's a derabanan. It's a gzera derabanan. We don't want you carrying in this area because you make up to carry in a real Rosh Hashanah. So you put a house there. What does that change anything? It was already enclosed before you got there. So that's why Rashi says, if you change it after the wall's there, too bad. It doesn't change anything. Lo mahani, Rashi said. It doesn't help. It's the same thing. It doesn't do anything.
No, it's not. Because technically, the breach is... What is the breach doing?
We're not up to the breach yet. If you build a house without a breach, you buy some property up in the country, and it's surrounded by a fence.
Right.
And the fence is 10 tefachim tall. And the property is 5 miles in. It doesn't make a difference. Can you carry in there? No. How does putting a house there change anything?
Because now...
I understand, but now it's too late. Because it was surrounded before you put the house there. So what do I do to fix this? You have to break open the wall, the fence, more than 10 amos. Once I do that, I've gotten rid of the wall. No mechitza now. Then I can, what? Then the house is built already. Good. And then I have to rebuild the wall, and I can leave 10 amos opening. That's the easy part. And that's getting much harder now. That's the easy part. That's umutr. Then it becomes mutr. There's no shaila about that. It's a very easy way, to fix this area and make it no longer an usher karfeif, it becomes a mutter karfeif. What the Gemara is going to ask now is like this. Let's say you break an amma of the wall, then you rebuild it. Then you break another amma, you rebuild that. You do that 11 times. So you've breached 11 ammas. Then you rebuilt it one amma at a time. Does that undo the mechitza and now I can have a house there? Or not? That's the Gemara's question. You understand? You didn't do it at one shot. You took an amma down, you put an amma back up. You took an amma down, you put an amma back up. You took an amma down, you put an amma. You did it enough times. Did you take it? You took 10 ammas down, and you put 10 ammas back up. But you didn't do it at one shot. We're going to have two other cases in the Gemara. Two other cases, similar cases, to try to bring a raya what the story is over here. One's going to be by Tumah. And one's going to be by Tumah. Both different cases by Tumah. Two different cases by Tumah. You have a kli, you have a hole in it, and you patch up the hole, then you make another hole. Same exact thing. Okay? Iboilahu. Paritz amma. You took an amma down. The gadr amma. You put the amma back up. Paritz amma. You took an amma down. The gadra. You put it back up. Adshe shlimu liyosa me'eser. And by doing this more than 10 times, you've taken down 10 amos, you put 10 amos back up. Mahu, what's the story? Did I fix my karfif or not? So Amalei, lav hainu ditnan, isn't this the exact same thing as the following Mishnah in Masechus Kelim? So the halacha is like this. You have a keli in your kitchen. What kind of keli? You have a bowl. So kol keli, kol klei balabatim, any keli that you have in your house, a regular balabas, a regular guy. Shi'ur and kirimonim. The shi'ur is pomegranates. What do you mean shi'ur is pomegranates? You have a bowl, you have a hole in the bowl. How big is the hole? A small little hole. The hole is so small that you put grapes in there, the grapes won't even fall through the hole. Will someone throw that keli out? No, still a good keli. What about if the hole is so big that pomegranates can't even hold in? The hole is so big that a pomegranate will fall out of the hole. For sure, grapes and apples and oranges, even a pomegranate, such a big fruit, for sure will fall out of the hole. You know what? The keli is no longer a keli. It's no longer a keli. It's so broken, it's no longer a keli. Okay? So, call keli balabatim shirin kirimonim. Now, so what if you have a hole? A little small little hole. And you fix it. You fix the hole. And then another hole developed right next to the first hole. You fix that too. And this happens so many times that all the patches you've made are bigger than a pomegranate.
What?
A pomegranate. So I have a pomegranate sized hole, but not at the same time. Same exact case as the wall. I had a hole, I fixed it. Another hole opened up, I fixed that. Another hole opened up, I fixed that. So all the holes combined, it's bigger than a pomegranate. Never at one time. Is the keli now, is it still a keli? So, Uboi Chizkiah, Nike v'motzi zayis. He had a hole in it the size of an olive. V'sosmo, he patched it up. V'chaza v'nike v'motzi zayis. And another hole developed the size of a kezayis, right next to the first hole. V'sosmo, you fix that up. Ad shashlimo l'motzi rimon. Until it was as big enough as a rimon. All these patches are a rimon. Mahu, what's the story? What do I care? I care because if a kli has a hole the size of a pomegranate, it's not a kli, and then the tumah goes away. So it's not a kli anymore, so the tumah goes away. That's how I need to know this. So is this keli tumah, or is it not tumah? A dead body fell on top of it. But the problem is, I did this thing so many times, it's not a kli anymore. So the fact that a dead body fell on top of it is irrelevant. Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shinsalanu. We learned this already. A third case. Sandal. You have a sandal. Shenifsika achas mi'oznav. One of its straps broke. So is it still a kli? By the way, v'tikna. And you fixed it. You fixed it. Tamei midras. It's still a kli. Right? Why? Because even though one of the straps broke, and you fixed it, it didn't lose a shein kli. Could use it with one strap broken. Nifsika shnia. Now the second strap broke. The nitkana, and you fix it, tahar min hamidras. It's no longer metame tumas midras. Tumas midras is a special kind of tumah that only applies to things you sit on or lean on or walk on, like shoes or a chair. So, what? So once the other side of the shoe, of the sandal, broke, it's no longer tumas midras, Rashi says on the bottom over here. Disu lo havi kli, it's no longer a kli. It's no longer Tumas Midras to be Metame Adam and Kalim. The Amartolon, and we asked, Maishna Rishona, how come when the first strap broke, the Hakaima Shnia, and the second strap was here, we said it's Tame, Shnia, when the second strap broke, Nami Hakaima Rishona, I better fix the first one. So what's the difference? Only in both cases, only one strap is broken. Is the case? V'yamartalon, and the answer is, V'yamartalon, Allah panam chadashas ba'olakan. It's a new kli. It's a new shoe. I fixed so much of it that I made it into a brand new shoe. First I fixed strap one, then I fixed strap two. The whole thing is fixed. The whole thing is, it's panam chadashas, bamish brand new. Hacha, so say the same thing by the kli. Nami, panam chadashas ba'olakan. So the same thing by the kli. I had a kli, I had a bowl. I've patched it up so many times, it's like a new kli already. How come we don't say that? Right? And if that's true, that all the holes should make the kli tar. So, by the way, it's exactly the case. Kari Aleha, Les Din Barinish. There's no man like you. You're supposed to be like a Malach, Rashi says. You're like a Malach. Ikat Amri Kigon Dain Barnash. Or the other thing what he said was, you're real somebody. You're something, that's something else, what you just said. In other words, it's totally true. In other words, there are three cases here. The case of the shoe, the case of the bowl, and now the case of the car faith. And what would be the story? That would be good. It's going to be other places. So taking it down one hour at a time would be good. Okay? Okay. We're on a brand new topic now. Brand new topic. Amar Rav Kahana said, Rechava, Shachore Habatim. A Rechava is an empty area behind a house. We would call that a backyard. The problem is, it's inaccurate to call it a backyard. I'm going to call it a backyard because it's easier, because we all can visualize it. It's not really a backyard. A backyard we all use. You have a barbecue out there, the kids run around, you lounge out there, you read a book out there. It's not what it is. It was an area like a backyard that was not used. What kind of thing is that? That's what had in the olden days. So Rechava, a backyard, Shachori Habatim, behind the house, in Metalpalimbo, El Dalet Amos. You can't carry in there. You can carry 4 amos, because you're 4 amos. It really means you can't carry in there. Or Rav Nachman, in Pasach Lo Pesach, Mutal Taltal Lo Bekulo. If you made an opening there, right, from my house to this Rechava, then I can carry in there. Pasach Matiro, because the door made a mutter down. That's only true if first I put the house there and then I built this yard. So what is it? It's a chatzar. Aval hukaf. But if it was already in some area, ul basof pasach, and then I put a house there, lo, it doesn't change anything. Now, pasach, if I put a house there, ul basof hukaf, and then I enclosed it, so pshita. Isn't that obvious that it's not a problem that I can carry in there? Pshita, right? Why? Because I made the mechitza for the house. So obviously I can carry in this area. So Gemara says, yeah. Lo tzmicha de'itz bei dori. Now the case was, there was some other building on this property, a silo or something. So where they threshed wheat or something like that. So ma'atatema, I would have thought, adayte d'chi dori avde, I enclosed for that silo. Kamash Milan, we don't say that, and since you don't live, nobody lives in a silo, since you don't live there, it wasn't hukaf l'shem dira, and therefore what? It wasn't hukaf l'shem dira, and therefore, the fact that you put a house there is irrelevant. Okay. Okay. So, we started off today's daf saying that if you have an area that is a karfeif, and then you plant a garden in the karfeif, you've ruined the karfeif. If you plant trees there, you didn't. Right? Now, I really think you're not going to be able to know what's flying without pictures now, with the water. So, karfeif, yosemi beisa sayim, if a karfeif is bigger than 2 beisa, shehukaf l'dira, that was enclosed for dira, meaning, you can carry in there. And all of a sudden, vinismale mayim, and it got filled up with water. Basically, you have a. I would venture to say that the pictures in the book or in any picture book are going to be very helpful here. We could die to look at that picture, because it's hard to visualize without looking at that picture. So, karfeif, you have a karfeif, yosim beisosayim, bigger than 2 beisa, which normally is not a shukaf l'dira, and normally so you can carry in here. Why? Because shukaf l'dira. It doesn't make a difference how big it is. Too bigger than 2 beis. But now, what happened was, it's now lumayim. Now it's full of water. So, I can't go there now. My karfeif became inaccessible. It's full of water. I'm not going swimming in there. I'm not going boating in there. So it's inaccessible. Savra banan lememar, kizroim dami. The rabbanim wanted to say, this is no different than a garden. V'asar. And it now loses its status as a karfeif that I can carry in. And I can't carry in there. Can't even go in there, full of water. Amalu Rav Ava, Avud Rav, Breid Rav Masharshia, he said, Hachi Amrina Mishmei Derava, no, Mayim Kinatayim, water's like trees, doesn't change a thing. Damu Fishari, and it's mutter. No, not at all, it's mutter. Amar Ameimar said, Vuhu dechazion l'tashmashise. That's only true if you can use the water. You can use the water for drink. You could go to the bath in there, swim. You can use it for then swim. The Rashi says l'shtia for drinking. The water is drinkable. Avalo chazion l'tashmashise lo. But if it's not drinkable, then it's not, it's foul, disgusting, you know, terrible water. Most water on the ground is not drinkable. Most water, a human being will not drink it. Lo. It doesn't have the status of trees. Rather, it's considered seeds, and therefore you can't carry in there. Amar Avashi. Udechazil utashmishay. And even if it is usable, nami lo amaran, elashayim ba'omko yosin be'sasayim. That's only true if you take the square footage of this water area, and it's not greater than 2 beis ha. Aval im yesh ba'omko yosin beis asayim aser. But if it's greater than 2 beis ha, then it's for sure aser. V'lav milsehi. That's not right. That's what I said is wrong. Midi dehave akaria depeiri. It's no different than akaria depeiri. What's akaria depeiri? Says Rashi in the second skinny line. Krishal peros. It's a pile of peros. Gavoa asara. It's 10 tvachim tall. Virochav, kirochav base core. It's huge. It could go on for a base core. Lo butla toras dira misham. It didn't take, doesn't change the toras, doesn't change my dira here at all. Why not? Why not? Vamayim harioi l'shtia kiperos dami. And the water that's edible to drink, drinkable, is no different than fruit. If all this fruit doesn't change my dira, why should the water? Then Lashon Acher, Rashi says another pshat. Midi dehave akira de peri, it's like a pile of peri. Shocha amuka, it's very deep. Shematzni in sham peros, and I store the peros in the water. It's a good place to keep peros, it doesn't get ruined. Afal pi sha'umkin sham harbe, no lemehem b'shabbos. Even if the water is very deep, I can take the apples out of there on Shabbos. Go to the water and get the apples. But what's wrong with that? Okay, so Rashi has two pshat on what it means. Okay? Now we come to a very difficult case. Hahi rechava, there was a yard. It was an empty yard. And the yard, imagine this. Here's the yard. There's a path over here and a path over here. One side had a path, the other side had a path. On these sides were nothing. Whatever you want to say was there, houses. But on this side was a door, was a path, and here was a path. Okay? So complicated case. Haru Rechava. There was a path. There was a Rechava. Dahave B'Pum Nara. In the town of Pum Nara. Dechad Gisa. One side. Have Pasach Lamasa. Led to the town. Dechad Gisa. And the other side. Have Pasach L'Shvil Shal Kramim. Opened up into a path. That led to vineyards. V'Shvil Shal Kramim. And this path. Have Sog L'Guda Denara. Ended at the riverbank. Okay? Got the case in your head? Complicated case. The Rechava had two openings. One going to the town. One going to the, what? One goes to the river. That's right. Now, Amar Abaya, Hechi Navid. What can we do here to fix this Rechava I can carry inside it? What's the Shaila? So, let's look at Rashi. The long Rashi. Hechi Navid. What could I do? Darash is right across. Lemishrinhu lekulu, that I could make mutter this rechava. Shari rechava zu karmelasi. This rechava is a karmel. It's not a rishos rabim, and it's not a rishos yachid. It's a karmelas. Ve'oseres kol hamavui, and the when I said that one entrance goes to the town, so there's a mavui. That's really a mavui. It's a mavui. Because on the sides of that street are houses. Chatzers going into houses. So it's a mavui. So one side is a mavui. V'osaris kol ha-mavui. It asers the mavui. Because if anyone remembers, back on Daf Zayin, we had a story where when a mavui goes into a karmelis.
Right. When it went into
it didn't need anything. One second. So v'osaris kol ha-mavui. It asers the mavui. Ves hashvil sheyesh lo shlosh mechitzos, and the shvil which is surrounded on three sides. One side is the river, and the other two sides are the vineyards. So it's surrounded on three sides. Daguda dehara mechitza ma'aliyasehi. The riverbank is an excellent mechitza. Shegavo asara. It's 10 tefachim tall. Aval ha-bechara, aval ha-rechava osartan. But the rechava asers that street. Why? Lefisha perutzen heim, b'miluin le-carmelis. Because it opens up into a carmelis. It opens straight into the carmelis. V'damin in perakama, v'lo tadav zayin, im haya mavui kala le-rechava. If the mavui goes into a rechava, ein sarach klum. Marcel remembered from Dav Zayin, you don't need anything. B'mukefes ledira. You don't need anything. V'havi be diurin ka'amar. There, that's when these people live there. Kidemaflik hasam, bein iruve leloi ruve. That's because people live there, people didn't live there. There, a mavoi went into a carmelis. Here, avol rechava, ki carmelis, usser. Here, the rechava is the carmelis. Kidamrina bahi shaita, bishmaita, biko mikan, biko mikan. Different over there. Over there, the mavoi went into a carmelis. Here, the carmelis is going into a shvil kasel karamin. Now, on the other side, it's taka a mavoi going into a carmelis. That's true. But then you have a carmelis going into a carmelis going into a shvil kasel karamin, whatever that is.
First of all, in that sign, they never call it
over carmelis.
You say that.
I know. So what is it? So the answer is it's a carmelis. I know, we didn't call it that. Now we actually called it that, a carmelis. So, Amar Abaya, Hechi Navid, how are we going to fix this carmelis? How are we going to fix this rechava here? Lavid le mechitza aguda denara? Should we make a mechitza at the edge of the riverbank? You could walk this path and walk right into the river. Should we pull the gate there? Rashi says, on one of the first few, five or six lines down, where the lines get wide, klomar, lave shvil kimosif ala rechava. What will that do is that'll turn the path into an extension of the rechava, because they put a gate at the end of it. Dina have rechava v'shvil chad, which means the rechava and the shvil become one entity. V'nihi hach mechitza davdin and shvil. Okay, so Rashi just says that if I put a gate at the end of the shvil, so you can't go into the, you can't just jump into the river now, that'll correct the problem over here with the shvil and the rechava. That doesn't work. You know why? Gemara says, where am I? Ein osin mechitza gad mechitza. There's already a mechitza there.
Where?
At the end of the river, at the end of the path. What's the mechitza? The riverbank itself is a mechitza. What? Yeah, so you... So maybe he was holding, you don't have to do that. Maybe it wasn't shaped like that. I don't know. Because you don't make a mechitza on top of a mechitza. Next. V'levele tzuris ha-pesach apuma d'shvil shal kramim. So do that. Make a tzuris ha-pesach at the opening of the path. The problem is, asu gamli shedayin lei. The camels are going to come and knock the thing down. So it's not really permanent. It's a problem. Where did this chashash come from? El Amar Abaya, here's what you do. Levid lechi apischa d'shvil shakram. Put a lechi there. The camel's not knocking out the lechi down. Lechi doesn't have any width to it. Demigu, demahani l'shvil shakramim, mahani nami l'rechava. Since I can make a lechi to enclose a mavoi, it'll work to enclose the rechava as well. Right? Rashi says on the bottom over here, mahani nami l'rechava, lios la hekef l'dira. It'll be a hekef, it'll enclose the dira, v'atirena l'taltalba, and that'll be a lot of carry in there. V'lav migo lo mishtra. If not for this, it wouldn't work. Daha Pesach shebein rechava l'shvil lo havi yosem miyaser v'chol kama desasam le ladira lafkluma. Okay, that's too complicated. So it says I have an answer. Put a lechi there. All your problems are solved. How are all your problems solved? Because they're putting a lechi at the entrance to the shvil shal karamim. I've saved the Shvil Shel Karamim, and I've also saved the Rechava. Amalei Rava, one second. In Cain, if you do that, Yomru, people are going to say, Lechi Mol, Shvil Shel Karamim Da'alma. People are going to say that a Lechi helps in any Shvil Shel Karamim. Any path for that's not true. A Lechi only works in a Mavui. Or in a Mavui shaped, a Mavui type of area. That's not a path. So here it works because at the end of the Shvil is a Mechitza. It's the riverbank. So it's already enclosed by three sides. I enclose it by the fourth side with a Lechi. It's good to go. And that'll save the Rechava as well. What about a regular Shvil Shel Karamim? Stam a path in someone's yard or some out in the fields. That Lechi won't work. Says Rava, you're giving the people the impression that a Lechi will work. El Amar Rava, Avdinan Le Lechi Lepischa Demasa. No. Put the Lechi at the entrance to the street. Not the entrance to the street. The entrance of the Rechava going into the Mavui. Put the Lechi there. Demigu, Demahani Le Lechi Lemasa, Mahani Le Rechava. And since the Lechi will work for the Mavui, it'll work for the Rechava as well. What about the Shvil Shel Karamim? I'm not sure about that. Hilkach, therefore, Tultule b'masa, gufa shari. To carry in the Mavoi, that's for sure mutter. Tultule b'rachava, gufa, shari. To carry in the Rechava, also mutter now. Mimasa l'rachava, umirachava l'masa. What about to carry from one area to the other area? From the Rechava into the Shvil, the Mavoi part. From the Mavoi into the Rechava, from the Rechava into the Mavoi. Pligi bar vacher ravina. It's a machlokas. Chad amar, chad asar, v'chad shari. One said it's good, one said it's no good. Manda shari, who said it's good? Tal lekadiyurin. Nobody lives here. Therefore what? Since nobody lives here, right? Since nobody lives here, it's more makel. Why? Because, manda asar, zimnin, tahavibi diyurin, Vassal Tultule. If people live there, then I might carry out into further areas to go show my friends my new this and my new that. So I might carry there. So therefore we assess it. Because of the fact that people might live there. The first one said, no, we don't care about that issue, and therefore it's not a problem. Alright? We'll stop here. Hard Gemara, no? We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.